This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. All the world's best comedians are heading in studio ahead of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Now we've got the award-winning stand-up comedian and host of The Cheap Seats, Melanie Bracewell.
Triple M's Rush Hour welcomes the stars of this year's Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
I feel like I'm in a weird spot in my career. I feel like I'm doing well, but not, like, crazy. You know, like, to give you an example, recently I had the experience of riding in a bus that had my face on it. Like, on one hand, my face is on a bus, but on the other hand, I'm still riding the bus.
Please welcome Melanie Bracewell.
Hey, Mel.
Oh my God, I've never had such a rock star welcome in my life.
That's good.
Like, I'm in Guns N' Roses or something. That was incredible.
Well earned. Attack of the Melanie Bracewell.
Yes, watch out.
Tell us a bit about it.
Do you attack the crowd?
Maybe one crowd member, you know, someone, I'll scope them out, see who I can take, and then maybe fight them. Attack of the Melanie Bracewell, it's basically a show about how I'm a little bit too chill and I want to unleash my rage. And I found the perfect avenue because someone stole my AirPods.
Oh.
And so there's like an app on your phone and you can trace that person's entire. So I've just been following this guy's entire life for about 6 months. And it's me working up the courage to fight him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fighting.
That's funny.
That is good. I find my kids the same way.
Yeah.
See where they are.
You've got an AirTag on them.
Yeah, I have.
Like Life 360 or something, I think, is the app where you can chase your kids around.
I'll find my iPhone.
The right place or not, actually doing their homework. I was on a plane recently because I had been given some AirPods, which are ace. The sound dampening ones.
Soundproof. This isn't sponsored by Apple.
No, it isn't. No. But I only say it, Mel, because I had them in and I had the little white box down the side of my leg when the lovely lady was serving the food. And she said to me, "You've got no idea how many of those cases we find in these planes when everyone leaves."
Yeah.
So they can't charge them anymore. They're buggered.
Oh, yeah.
You're cooked.
How much stuff would they find on the planes after that?
Certainly they
glasses.
Find them.
They find a lot of my stuff.
So how long have you been doing this for? We've all seen you on the telly. You do a great job with that. But the stand-up, how long has that been going?
I know. You might not believe this because I look so youthful, but this is actually my 10th year. Yeah, I know. I started when I was 19. And so, yeah, this is like I'm coming up to a decade now, which is funny because people still go, "Oh, look at this little young up-and-comer." Yeah. I'm like, I've been at this for a decade.
From New
19,
Zealand.
19, that must have taken enormous courage to get up on a stage age 19
courage
and
or
do comedy.
Delusion, I don't know, a bit of both, yeah.
Where from in New Zealand? Wellington.
Auckland.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
but I'm glad I give off the Wellington vibe because that's very artsy and cool. Auckland's kind of
all the same to me.
Well,
worldwide fame came to you because you used to take off the New Zealand Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern.
Ardern.
Well, it depends how you say it.
Yes.
Jacinda Ardern. And you used to take her off and it went berserk. It went viral.
So I would do impressions of her. But it was basically just because I look a little bit like her. So I would use makeup and make my face look a bit like her. But it was funny when it kind of blew up, I would get phone calls from Australian radio stations going, "Come on our radio show and do your Jacinda impersonation." And I'm like, I made my face look like her, but I made no effort to change my voice whatsoever. I just have a New Zealand accent. And they were like, "That's fine. Just that'll do."
And she responded. She was good about it, wasn't she?
She was. She commented on it. She said, I think she said something like, "This is creepy," but in a funny way.
And said that you wear her makeup better than she does.
Oh, yes. That's right. Yeah. Oh, that was probably
the
best compliment I've ever been given.
It was
good. So Brendan McCullum, we were talking about the cricket thing before, worked with us on Channel 7 Cricket for a couple of years and is one of the world's greatest blokes. He's now obviously coaching England now and not in the commentary space. But I remember having a beer with him at one stage and he said, and I'm asking you if this is something you agree with, he said, "We as New Zealanders can't work out why half the things that you think's funny about us is actually funny." Like he goes, we don't understand. Yeah. It's just normal to us.
That's
whereas you piss yourselves laughing.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot of it's the accent. I feel like I'll say, like I just came in here and I just went to the gym and you went, "The gym."
Jim, you shouldn't do that.
Oh, yeah, Jim. I did it.
inherently funny just about the way we sound. So maybe that's just it.
And jandals and chili buns and all the rest of it. And
you can't mock jandals when you call them thongs.
Exactly.
You have the funnier name.
That's exactly what he was saying. So the fascination, because we always act as if we don't like New Zealanders, but we actually do.
Well, you guys, you seem like you do like us. That's why it's a weird thing, because we grew up primed to hate you. We're almost like we're in a training camp of like if you find an Australian, unleash, you know. It's like if something will click in your brain and you'll go on the attack. But then you arrive here, like I moved here to Melbourne and everyone's like, we love you, Kiwis. And I was like, this is not what I was expecting. I was expecting us to have a full-on brawl when I got out of the airport.
If you're funny, we love you. And the Anzacs, of course.
Yeah. The first time I ever went there, I remember walking, you know, they've always got those shops at airports where it sells, like in Australia, they have the, you know, the yellow T-shirts with Australia written all over it. All this in New Zealand, it said, I support the All Blacks. And anyone who plays against the Wallabies.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, that's just as you arrive in New Zealand, it's
already I'm wearing that shirt under this jumper, so I managed to cover it up.
Well, you haven't had to worry about the Wallabies for bloody 20 years.
Sheepskin covers for your car and your steering wheel. You get all them and all those sheep jokes.
Melanie, I'm leaving. That's him.
Thank you.
We do love taking the piss, and you don't like that, do you, New Zealanders?
I don't think we mind it. I think we like being given the ammunition to fight back. So if you nudge us, then we'll go feral, and then we go, well, it's you know, yin and yang.
What about all the stuff we try and steal from you, like Russell Crowe and Crowded
and
House?
I've had a few, you know, newspaper articles describe me as Australian.
Melbourne's own, and Melanie Bracewell.
And I will say, when I'm in Australia, I don't mind, but when I go back to New Zealand, I'm like, oh, they hate that when they do that. Oh, how dare they?
And a great cricket name, Bracewell, isn't it?
Yes. We were talking about this before, because I had, well, I was going to say the pleasure of playing against your Uncle John, but it wasn't really a pleasure because he was an angry bastard on the field. He was a bloody good player, by the way.
They say he'd appeal anything.
He would.
You know?
And I was only a whippersnapper and I got put in my place very quickly. Mm. But I reckon I also played against Brendan, who's your other uncle.
Yes.
And he, I remember, was a nicer, you know, nicer on field demeanour.
Very big cricketing family. I've got Dougie, my cousin, as well, that's been playing really well.
Yes.
And no one really knows my dad, who's works for HP Networking. So he didn't follow the legacy.
No cricket at all. Backyard or anything?
He played a little bit of backyard, but because he didn't grow up with his brothers, he wasn't forced from, you know, infancy to hold a cricket bat around at all times.
Tell us about the comedy scene in New Zealand, or do you have to travel to do it?
Oh, New Zealand is great because the audiences are so tough. They're so mean, and that means you get good at comedy because they'll, you know, you do a comedy show and they're crossing their arms going,
"No, bro,
prove that you're funny. Go ahead. You think you're funny, huh?"
Yeah.
And so you have to really work your skills. Wow. And that's why I think so many New Zealanders come over here and it's almost like we've exited a toxic relationship. And, you know, the audiences are actually like nice and we're like, oh my gosh, this is so nice and warm. And Melbourne Comedy Festival is amazing. Like there's just so many awesome audience members.
So the Aussies are good?
They are great audiences.
Right.
But maybe I'm glad I didn't start here because maybe I wouldn't be as good because it's been, you know.
Yeah. What about the Poms?
The Poms are pretty good. I just did a tour of the UK, actually.
I saw that,
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, some of the gigs, I was like, who's from Australia? And a lot of woos. Yeah. So I'm like, what's the point of me traveling across the world to just perform in front of my own backyard? But some of the rural gigs we did around the UK, they were just, they're up for it. They just love comedy. So it's just awesome.
And the cheap seats. We like this, Jim. It's a good show with Tim here. I love it. It's got sport. It's got everything on it. You have guests in there. I want to know your favourite guests. I've got a couple for you.
Yes, I would say one of my favourites would have to be one of your mates, Sam Pang.
The Pangs.
He's one of those guys who he's got such a tough exterior, and when he comes on the show, he's going to rip into you, and then immediately afterwards, he's going to be like, I love you guys. Yeah. You know, like, you guys do such a great job. I watch it every week. How was that?
How was that? Was that good?
It's funny, isn't it?
Costa from ABC Gardening, he came on your show. I reckon he'd laugh for the whole bloody time. He didn't say anything.
We'd ask him a question. We'd be like, do you love gardening? And he'd go, you guys are so funny. Like, we're just trying to have an interview. It was iconic.
And Miguel, who you can't understand.
I was sort of staring at him, like, because I had never met him before.
Oh, no, he's mad.
On the show. And so they were like, expect chaos. Yeah. And I don't think I expected as much chaos as there was. Because he arrived, he goes, I've got onions, I've got a knife. We're like, okay, this is full on.
Oh my. Have you been paying attention?
Yeah, that's a hard gig.
Like that.
Mm. I love that. Yeah, I love Have You Been Paying Attention. It's just one of those shows that's so well put together, and you just like feel like you're hanging out with your mates, having a laugh, and then it goes on TV.
Are you naturally good with pop culture? Yeah. Like with what's going on?
I will say I do watch a lot of news, and I do keep up to date. I mean, we're doing the cheap seats as well. It's hard to avoid, but then it's very hard because I'm very competitive. I've got that sporting spirit of being like, okay, be funny. Don't try and win all the time.
Yep.
And so like, I'm like buzzing. Oh, no, wait, say something funny. Don't try and get the answer.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
And then have you done, I should know this, have you done a Thank God You're Here?
I did do a Thank God You're Here. And? I was an alcoholic princess and I had to climb through a window. So I didn't even go through the door. I climbed through a window holding my shoes. And it was one of those things where I was just wearing a dress and a wig. And so you have no idea. You know, sometimes it would be like, if I was wearing a tiara, I'd be able to kind of assume, but I'm just wearing a dress from like Portman's or something.
Yep.
And I'm like, how am I supposed to possibly guess what this is? But you can't.
Yeah.
And that's the joy of it. You just, you know, you've just got to surrender control completely.
Don't you love watching that and just see what they're going to say? Brilliant. And you can see their mind ticking over and... what about snakes? You weren't on that one, I reckon. On the plane, they brought it.
Mel's just explained what one she was on.
Julie, well, they look the same.
Oh, oh my. So you're now just generalising. They look the same. No, it is absolutely
brilliant. When are you on? Where can we see Melanie Rita Bracewell?
Oh, my gosh, you've really done your research. Yeah. Oh, my God, you're going to steal my identity. I'm doing the whole of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, so every night from tonight until... I think sometime next month.
April 21.
Yes, awesome. Boom. Well, thank you so much. And then I'm touring around Sydney, Perth, other places as well that I've forgotten.
Whereabouts, Rabs?
Max Watts. You can grab your tickets at comedyfestival.com.au. The show is called Attack of the Melanie Bracewell.
Love it. Mel, great meeting you.
Yeah.
Great meeting you guys.
Continue to dominate.
Oh, okay.
Mel Bracewell on the Rush Hour at Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.